Time for our Friday food feature. Where do the musicians in town for Lollapalooza like to eat? That is a question that Samantha Nelson asked for the Chicago Tribune. And you got a wide range of answers, didn't you, Samantha?
Yeah, I love putting this story together because you just get such funny answers from people who have very different priorities when it comes to what they're looking for when they visit Chicago.
Let's go down the list here, starting with Claire Rosencrantz. And I was surprised on Claire's list, Avec, because it seems like a bit of a fancy, stuffy spot for one of the Lollapalooza people.
I mean, you know, Avec, it's not super stuffy. It's, you know, because they've got that communal dining, I think it's actually like a great place to go if you're a band or, you know, have a bunch of fans or your, you know, your entourage, I guess. It's all about playing, doing shared plates. So I think that's honestly a great pick.
And also on Claire's list, Big Star, and a lot of people love those tacos over there, don't they?
Oh, yeah. The tacos are great. Margaritas are great. And honestly, the absolute best thing to do is to go hang out on the patio. That's really what makes it one of the best places to be in the summer.
And this is a classic on Claire Rosencrantz's list, Gibson's. That's still a place that people from out of town hear a lot about, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think Chicago is known for its steakhouses, and Gibson's is just one of the most iconic ones. So if you're, you know, you want to, she said she likes the steak presentation where they bring the plate around and you can see all the different cuts of meats. So if you're looking for that kind of very classical, fancy experience, it's one of the best places to go.
Let's see. Cameron Whitcomb talked about pizza here in Chicago. Now, did most of the musicians mention these pizza places?
You know, there were a lot of talks of pizza. People had very strong opinions about, you know, there was one artist, Whitney, who's from New York, and she was like, I want nothing to do with Chicago-style pizza, but she likes Pizza Amici, which does non-deep dish. But other people had, like, strong opinions even on the specific types of Chicago-style pizza that they wanted to seek out. So yeah, Cameron Whitcomb, he's on the Giordano side. He really likes their stuffed pizza with the cheese, but he says that everything on the menu is solid, which I agree with.
Yeah, going down the list, I've learned a few things here too. Destin Conrad mentioned a place for fried chicken that I don't know a lot about. Uncle Remus, huh?
Yeah, Uncle Remus, you know, they've got actually a few locations throughout the city. And if you want to check them out, you can go visit. There's also going to be, funny enough, later in August, Blanchette Foundation is doing a fundraiser, and they're doing a special fried chicken and champagne fundraiser. And a bunch of different fried chicken places are going to be competing. And Uncle Remus is going to be one of the contestants there if you want to have a fancier version of fried chicken.
A lot of these Lollapalooza musicians that you got answers from, talked about places that they're the hot spots in town right now, like Ben Stocker of Snack Time heard about Gus's Sip and Dip, didn't he?
Yeah, I was surprised by that because Gus's is relatively new, but it's a great place. They have excellent cocktails. Highly, highly recommend. Really fun place to hang out. He recommended the Grasshopper, but I haven't had a cocktail on that list that I haven't been happy with. They also have a nice ice cold shrimp cocktail.
And Gus's Sip and Dip, 51 West Hubbard, that's the old Hub 51 spot. Let's talk about Nathaniel Mate, is it, or Mote of, what's the group Nathaniel's in?
It's called 303, and he's actually performing at Riot Fest, because my guide, you know, kicked off for Lollapalooza weekend, but I wound up talking to people who are coming into town in September for Riot Fest and for North Coast, which is an electronic music fest. Mm-hmm. And I loved his answer because it's so funny. He wants to have his taste of Chicago right as he gets off the plane. So he actually pre-orders from Tortas Frontera so he can get a torta from Rick Bayless's spot right in O'Hare.
Yeah, that is the best place for food at the airport. And it's not that expensive compared to other places. And the food is great. That's a good recommendation. Brian Murphy of Kiwi Jr. is also playing Riot Fest. What did Brian like?
So I'm looking down. Oh yeah, so he likes the Mexican food. So he's from Canada, which is, not necessarily known for its Mexican food. So La Luna was one of his go-to picks. He really likes getting some homemade chips and salsa that doesn't take too much, and he says it's a nice fast in and out place where he can go well before his, between sound check and the show to fuel up.
In Pilsen. Let's see. Pierce the Veil, September 20th at Riot Fest, and probably making a reservation now at RPM Steak, huh?
Yeah, no, another place, very fancy face steakhouse, but it's got a great, atmosphere. It's right on the river, so definitely great place to kind of see and be seen in the city.
And of all the musicians that you talk to, the Lollapalooza people, Riot Fest, North Coast, mostly, did you hear about pizza? Did you hear anything about Italian beef? What was the common denominator? Was there one?
Pizza was probably the thing that people will go to the most, though I did get some Italian beef. Wookie, who's one of the artists playing at North Coast, going for a classic. They actually do both of they say Illuminati's for pizza and Mr. Beef for Italian beef. And again, a lot of the one standby is that place, these musicians just don't have much time to eat, so they're often going to places that are right by their venues. So Mr. Beef is right by Spy Bar. La Luna is right near Hall. A few people were into hot dogs that they could get that were right near the Chicago's Doghouse. So that's another one that's like very easy for them to get. And then you get the Chicago style dog. So the people they want the Chicago classics.
I was waiting for the hot dog. Chicago's Doghouse, 816 West Fullerton Avenue. It's all at the Chicago Tribune website, chicagotribune.com, if you want to see the whole list that Samantha Nelson put together. Interesting stuff. Appreciate it. Thanks, Samantha. Good talking to you
Thank you.
again.
Have a good one.